This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said on Tuesday its forces had recaptured villages from Russian troops north and northeast of Kharkiv, pressing a counteroffensive that could signal a shift in the war's momentum and jeopardize Russia's main advance. A defense ministry advisor said the Ukrainian successes were pushing Russian forces out of range of Kharkiv, located in the northeast, which has been under perpetual bombardment since the war began. In Washington, top U.S. intelligence officials said the war was at a stalemate, and officials believe Russian President Vladimir Putin is preparing for a prolonged conflict in Ukraine, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
National Intelligence Director Avril Haines told the Senate Armed Services Committee Putin likely feels he has a greater ability and willingness to endure challenges.
He is probably counting on U.S. and EU resolve to weaken as food shortages, inflation, energy prices get worse.
Defense Intelligence Agency Director Lieutenant General Scott Berryer's assessment:
the Russians aren't winning and the Ukrainians aren't winning.
Berryer was asked how many Russian generals have died in Ukraine.
I think the number is between 8 and 10.
He says because Russia lacks a non-commissioned officer corps, its generals have to go into combat zones and end up in dangerous positions. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In the south, Russian forces are again pummeling the Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol, trying to capture the last bastion of Ukrainian resistance in the ruined city, where Ukraine says tens of thousands of people have died under 2 months of Russian siege. Scores of civilians have been evacuated from the steelworks in recent days, but an aide to Mariupol's mayor said at least 100 still remain inside. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The war in Ukraine cast a shadow over an international donors conference for Syrians Tuesday, with their country now in its 12th year of conflict. Russia was not invited to the Brussels meeting, where countries pledged billions of dollars in support for Syrians, but where some admitted to donor fatigue. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
This was the sixth pledging conference hosted by the European Union, this time backdropped by a Ukraine conflict that has consumed the time and billions of dollars of Western nations. Despite declarations of support for Syrians, even EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell acknowledged Syria's fall from the international spotlight.
Certainly Syria and the suffering of its people might not be in the center of the news anymore. There's a certain fatigue after 11 years, but it remains in our minds.
The EU pledged more than $1.6 billion in humanitarian aid for Syrians this year, the same amount as last year. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said the United States will contribute $800 million.
And I thought it was important for me to come here from New York to say that we have not forgotten the Syrian people.
The U.S. and Europeans are targeting their aid to millions of displaced or otherwise struggling Syrians, along with countries hosting Syrian refugees. As before, Washington and Brussels have ruled out any funds going to rebuilding the war-shattered Syrian homeland.
If you go and spend money reconstructing Syria, it's going to support the Syrian regime. We want to support the Syrian people.
Humanitarian groups say that after years of conflict that have depleted their resources, Syrians face dire conditions. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Somalia's registered a record 39 candidates for the presidential elections on May 15th. A parliamentary committee tasked with organizing the long-delayed polls in the fragile Horn of Africa nation said Tuesday the election well behind a year on schedule, marred by deadly violence and a power struggle between the president and the prime minister. Recapping our top story, Ukraine said on Tuesday its forces had recaptured villages from Russian troops north and northeast of Kharkiv, pressing a counteroffensive that could signal a shift in the war's momentum and jeopardize Russia's main advance. In Washington, top U.S. intelligence officials said the war is at a stalemate and believe Putin is preparing for a prolonged conflict in Ukraine. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.